Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers. I'm Lucy Porter, and am I being unreasonable to use a toilet brush?
No, you're not, Lucy. I love toilet brushes. I'm Asma Mir, and I'm definitely not being unreasonable to think that cornflakes just taste different these days.
They do, don't they? They're just not the same. This podcast is your definitive guide to one of the UK's most loved and lauded forums, courtesy of Mumsnet.
And Lucy and I come together every week with the help of celebrity and expert guests to celebrate Am I Being Unreasonable and its users.
Sounds more than reasonable to me. And welcome to a brand new episode of ABU, the podcast.
Lucy and I have lovingly selected some of the standout threads from the world's busiest forum to bring to you. And today we hear users' most ridiculous complaints, and they are ridiculous,
yep.
And relive a classic thread which gives pillow talk a bad name.
And as if all that wasn't enough, the one and only Annika Rice. I love her.
Oh, wow.
She's taking a break from the cha-cha-cha. The cha-cha-cha. She's on Strictly Cha-Cha-Cha. She's taking a break from the cha-cha-cha to be this episode's A-list adjudicator. Now, we've all seen those ridiculous TripAdvisor reviews. In fact, we talked about them on a previous episode, as you may remember. But what happens when you're faced with an outlandish complaint in real life? Well, one poster had clearly had enough of the general public when they posted, ABU to ask for the most ridiculous complaint you've ever received.
Oh, I never get complaints. Actually, I do, in the millions.
Oh.
The minute I open my mouth. Now, as you can imagine, this question struck a little bit of a chord. And I, for one, loved going through the answers because it made me feel better about myself, Lucy.
Oh, do you know, there are some people out there who love to complain.
Oh, my God.
This one I love. This is travel related. A guest on a walking safari couldn't cope with animal droppings, so the safari guides had to clear the path ahead.
What?
People are pathetic.
Oh, my God.
They?
The woman who came to Cornwall and complained that the sand was wet, that one made the news. What the hell?
Here's one from a teacher. A parent complained that they had seen me eating at McDonald's, and because we are a healthy school, it set the wrong example. It was the summer holidays and they were in there too. I mean, parents are idiots, and I speak as a parent.
Yep.
And she goes on to say another parent complained that their child had seen me in a swimming costume at a leisure centre in the holidays.
Nice.
I was there with my children and purposefully gone to one in a different town to avoid seeing kids from school and their parents. Weird!
I don't understand.
So
what's the complaint there? That she was swimming or she was in a swimming costume?
Yeah, she was in a swimming costume at the leisure centre. Like,
what?
She was flaunting herself. Look at her in her swimming costume, you know.
How very dare
so
she?
Weird.
Okay, I don't understand that one at all. People are mad. I was reported as I was in a local pub drinking with my friends. I was reported by a 16-year-old student who was in there having a drink. The hypocrisy.
Who would be a teacher? I mean, honestly, hats off to you guys. Ridiculous. Okay, lots of good retail ones. Someone wanted their chips replaced because they tasted too potatoey.
No, stop it. What?
Nothing could. There is no such thing as too potatoey.
I was going to say, the too chippy.
I would have. My mum used to cook potatoes five ways with our roast dinner. Mashed, boiled, fried, chips, roast.
Oh my God, I used to arrange conferences which were completely free. We ran workshops which were facilitated by sector experts and had ministers as guest speakers. On the feedback forums, all people did was comment on the food. It drove me mad. After attending the free conference, receiving free travel, attending interesting workshops, one lady's only comment on the feedback form was that the pork needed tenderising. Get a life!
No, the chips were too potatoey. I didn't like that.
And the plates were very round.
Except, well, there's nothing worse than putting on something free for people then suddenly feel incredibly entitled to. I mean, I've done this where we did some free comedy gigs for new parents, and the number of complaints from people.
About what?
Just not enough space to park our buggies and...
Oh.
Just everything, you know. Oh, the tables weren't very comfortable, and you know, it's like, well, it's free, mate. It's free.
Absolutely.
You can have your money back. Here you go. Here's your money back. Now, you know the person who complained about the chips being too potatoey?
Yeah,
I think another poster encountered the same person because they say, a customer in a cafe I worked in ordered the four cheese pasta and sent it back because it was too cheesy. This is something I'm going to start doing from now on.
Can I just say, I have some sympathy because, well, first of all, don't order it because four cheese is a lot of cheese.
Yeah, that's on a holiday, heart attack in a plate, isn't it?
My husband bought... a seven cheese pizza, right? Now, I already knew this was not going to work. And then he tried to feed it to our four-year-old. What do you think she did?
Oh, dear.
She said, "Mummy, it's so disgusting."
Yeah.
Seven cheese. What do you think it's going to taste like, mate? It's going to taste cheesy.
I think podcast is largely becoming about asthma and her husband's relationship with cheese.
There's cheese, I know. That's
cheese is the third person in your marriage.
Oh, yes. Listen. It so is. Yeah, listen, just if you want to refer back to previous episodes, we did talk a lot about the cheese in the fridge.
Issues
there. I love this one. Ex-holiday rep here. The complaints were too hot, too many foreigners, couldn't get proper bacon, brackets, in Egypt. The lemons had too many pips. The roommates never did their laundry. Apparently they'd left it soaking in the bidet.
Oh, dear. Mm.
The chef on the show cooking counter did not smile. They drive on the wrong side of the road, apparently.
Yeah, those foreigners. I tell you what, when will they get with using the pound and driving on the left? We just went on holiday in the summer holiday. Wonderful, relaxing time with two children on holiday.
Don't go on holiday with your children.
And one of the many things that was wrong with our holiday was super windy. Like ridiculously windy. And people were they were like, "Oh, well, I mean, they shouldn't have put a hotel in such a
rebuild the hotel."
I genuinely heard one person say, "Well, yeah, they've put this hotel facing the wrong way." The wind would be. I was like, I don't think that would make a difference. Maybe they were right. I've got no
idea.
That's
brilliant. The hotel was too windy.
I used to work on a checkout and once broke my arm, cast and everything, doing everything one-handed. Customer complained I was slow and lazy.
Yeah. Can you please use your broken arm a bit faster? I once had a very angry American demand a refund because the Viking Center in which I worked didn't have a Roman section. I tried to explain that they weren't the same around at different times, but he was livid.
I think you put American in there. That person just put American in there so that, you know, to give the impression of an uncultured American. It's, you know, they're not all like that. Work in a supermarket. This is like, I mean, I'm with this guy on this one. I'm going to set my stall out here and say,
I love this.
I think this is reasonable. I work in a supermarket. A man complained that he'd bought some cherry Bakewells. Mm. When he opened them, the cherries weren't dead centre and it affected the taste.
Okay, how?
I don't know, but I just love. I would totally give him his money back because I just think the audacity of that is
that
so,
level of madness. I think you just have to say, okay, mate, you're right. Have your money back. I came home to messed on my answer phone reserving a table for 4 at 8 o'clock, so I did the nice thing and called the lady back to let them know they'd got the wrong number. First of all, she accused me of lying. You are a restaurant. Then had a go at me for not being the restaurant that she'd phoned.
Some people will just never accept that they're in the wrong. I'm with her and the cherry Bakewells, man. I think these are my kind of people. I'd love to go for a meal, right? Find that woman. Take her for a meal with the two potatoey potatoes, the two cheesy pasta, and the man with the cherry Bakewells.
On a really windy hill.
I'll take them to that hotel. Brilliant. Okay, we've got that absolutely sorted out. There we are. If those people would like to get in touch, then a free holiday is waiting for you.
Now, what episode of ABU would be complete without a look at the wonderful classic sport?
You know, barely a day goes by without me having at least a cursory glance at the classics. And this one certainly leapt from the screen with its title, Penetration Man.
Oh, yes. Oh, no. I mean, we could just leave you wondering, but we're not that mean. So the original poster said this.
I'm really looking forward to you reading this out. Really looking forward to it. Here she goes.
0898 502 502. I went out with a man many years ago who was very kind, interesting, handsome, drove a lovely car.
Well, that's important. He had a lovely car.
None of these things are important. No, I'm only joking. Drove a lovely car and was very popular, but I ended the relationship because he seemed to think whispering penetration in my ear was sexy.
Penetration.
I also finished with a bloke because he had thick blonde hair on his arm. Could have been worse. Could have been on his back. Anyway, maybe that's just me. Now I know that means at the time I was very shallow. So what is the shallowest reason you have ever had to finish a relationship?
Seems something wrong about saying you were very shallow in relation to penetration. Penetration. New fragrance from Calvin Klein.
Honey, it's the new thing. Shallow penetration. They're all doing it. We're all doing it.
Shallow reasons for finishing a relationship is what we're talking about. So the shallowest reason this poster had for finishing a relationship was he had a strong regional accent and I genuinely couldn't understand most of what he said. I said pardon so many times that I'd end up nodding or smiling, hoping it was the correct response. I mean, you say it's shallow, but it is a fairly fundamental thing, not being able to understand.
Yeah.
Penetration.
He was probably saying penetration the whole time and she was going, sorry, pardon. This guy took off his underpants and folded them neatly on a chair. I was hoping for unbridled passion and it was a bit of a moment killer. It's very Bridget Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, it's shallow, but it's understandable.
Yeah, because you know what? I mean, he might just want to fold everything in his life and put it neatly on a chair, including you.
And those
metaphorically.
Little, yes, exactly. Those little things are just warning signs. If you think they you're not compatible at the beginning.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Little things that you, yeah, you know, you think, oh, maybe I should ignore this and get through it. No, because if you're not madly in love to start with, and you, because you ignore, if you're madly in love, you ignore things like, well, maybe not folding underpants. But you see, now this one, I dumped someone who wore jumpers that his mum knitted and had chapped lips. I dated his brother, though. The kicker there. I did date his brother, which is fair, because obviously you were attracted to the brother. Because I would say, if you love someone, jumpers his mum knitted and chapped lips, you'd go, oh, that's adorable. Horrible. Look at your little lips. I will moisturise them for you with my saliva.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm thinking he's probably, I don't know, he's in his 20s, 30s, who knows. He's still wearing jumpers that his mum has knitted, mum issues, and he has chapped lips. How am I supposed to kiss him if I feel ill every time I look at his lips? So that for me would be an absolute
deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
Not for me at all. I would think he's frugal. And he's not that interested in fashion, which is
Mummy's
fine
boy.
For me. I'm not interested in fashion. He just wears whatever his mum gives him.
Okay. Oh,
and he's got chapped lips, you know. He's out probably doing exciting things. It's sea salt.
Yeah.
He's on a yacht.
Yeah.
He's a rugged sailing captain. Or he is just really dry.
What about this one then?
Okay.
He had one long hair, just the one, growing out of his shoulder.
No, come on. We've all got hair. We've all got. I mean, I've
got
had
more
weird.
Than one growing out of my shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, I've got hair coming out of places that I don't even want to talk about. So, yeah, it's shallow, but again, fair enough. If that's what your deal breaker is, it's your deal breaker, and let nobody tell you.
It's amazing, isn't it? Because these are so divisive. What do you think about this one? Because for me, this is fine. He licked his knife in public. And he held a spoon in a fist like a toddler does.
Oh.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good table man. We, in our house, we eat like cave people.
Yeah, so. We do too. Oh my God, yes, absolutely. Because you know this whole thing of like, everyone has to wait until, and then when everyone's sitting down, then you start. It's like my dad's already, like he's got the longest arms ever. He's already reached right across the table and he's tucking in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway. No, none of us have ever really learnt to use cutlery.
Shovel it into your mouth.
Yeah, but if that, again, it's fine. I'm not judging people who do insist on table manners. I once dated a guy who stuffed tissues down his boxers. I never found out why. It just grossed me out to find wads of tissue in there. Okay, oh, right. Found my level now. I am very easygoing.
Why? I know why he did that. Because he had sweaty bollocks. Oh, obviously, didn't he?
Yeah. Chafing. Maybe chafing. Maybe he was chafing.
But wouldn't you put cream on?
If it was hot.
Your face so serious. It's like a medical phone in.
I need to get to grips with what the tissues were there. Because that hadn't occurred to me. I thought it was like a kind of aesthetic where he was trying to bolster, you know, kind of.
But wouldn't that be socks?
That's the classic cliche, isn't it? Is they put socks down there. Well, who knows? If anyone knows, get in touch.
I mean, it is a bit, you know, the word, because little bits would, anyway.
Okay. Now, okay, so that one, I'm like, you're not being unreasonable.
I think
this
you should read the next one out.
Okay. I once dumped someone because he jizzed on my favourite shoes. And I just couldn't look at them in the same way again.
Or wear them.
No! Of course you couldn't look at them in the same way because they had jizz on them. I mean, what? I mean, I have low standards,
what,
but really, my favourite. I mean, if it was my second favourite pair of shoes, I'd be like, whatevs. But
why did he do that? That's very aggressive, isn't it? Don't you think?
Well, it's territorial. I mean, but if it was in a bedroom with these kind of
maybe
sexy
he didn't
bedroom
know that
shoes,
they were the favourite shoes.
But and I mean, if it's a little bit
was
of...
Was it an accident? Or was
if a little bit of something... I mean, these shoes, if they're being worn in the bedroom in a sexual capacity... I mean, to be fair, you do you, guys, if that is it for you.
He turned up to a date in black loafers with a gold bar and tassels on them.
Mm-hmm.
I walked away. I think that's so sad.
You walked away
you know
in your
what?
Tasteful shoes.
Yeah. I mean, again, we're all admitting that we're shallow, and I am very shallow. But you know what? If you'd really liked him, you could have persuaded him to try some different footwear.
Yeah, but then you get into that territory where you're dressing them and
you're
become like their mum and, you know.
What if they have shit taste? Well, like, really, like, you know, black loafers with gold, I mean, you know, that's a bit yucky, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, but then...
Do you think she should have walked away? Would you have walked away?
Depends if he was wearing shoes with the black loafers and gold bar and tassels, really, that would be... If he was wearing socks. If he was wearing socks with them. If that would make a difference, I suppose.
Yeah, that's very true.
I don't know. I need to see the shoes. Did he jizz on them? If he jizzed... Right, now this one for me takes a turn halfway through. Right. So the first bit, I'm like, this is fine. So he invited me to his flat for dinner. Okay, that's nice. Mm. And produced Uncle Ben's jar sauce and microwave rice.
Mm,
okay,
yummy.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, exactly.
That's nice. Cozy.
Then switched on Hollyoaks to watch.
Oh, get lost.
Whilst we ate it from our laps on trays.
There was something so sweet about this.
It's kind of jumping straight to cozy domesticity,
isn't it? It's kind of nice. Actually, I mean, I'm not a fan of Hollyoaks because I don't know what's going on.
No,
ever.
And it's all young people
shouting
young at
people
each other.
Looking beautiful, and I don't want to see that.
No,
because I'm a bitter old twisted woman.
If it had
woman.
Been Emmerdale.
that's more my level.
Be all right, just sit with Emmerdale on it. I mean, he's not making the effort, which in the early days, I suppose, you might think, come on, but, you know, put your game face on now because it's all this is where we're going to end up. But then maybe... You know, he's showing you what your future will be. I don't know.
Okay, there's a lot of good sexy ones
here.
Yeah,
okay, shall we go sexy?
Left his socks on and thanked me directly after sex. How did he do that?
If it's a brisk thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanking you.
Thanking you.
Mercy buckets.
Yeah, thanking you is a bit weird when you think about it. Like it's something, it's that...
But I've got a worse one though. You ready?
Yeah, go on then.
A guy used to say, "There you go," as he came, like it was a present for me. No, thank
there
you.
There you go.
I'm just trying to imagine
that
one. How? What's the tone? What? How? Lucy, help me.
There you go. Penetration.
Okay, I love this one. He played Roxette in the car and asked me if I liked canals or rivers. the best.
See, I'm fine with every bit of that.
Yeah, I like a quick fire. I like quick fire. Canals or rivers, Lucy?
Canals or rivers, exactly. Rivers.
Dallas or Dynasty. Yeah. Come on.
No, it's good. I think that's great. And rock sets. I mean, it must have been Love, but it's over now. That's the relevant song that you should have been playing. But
I think I would. The alarm bells for me would be going. Yeah. I remember one guy, went out for a date with one guy, and I was a bit nervous, and a massive bowl of pasta. And he looked at me and he said, "Asthma. If you're going to eat your pasta one tube at a time, we'll never get to dessert."
Oh!
He winked at me, and I remember thinking, fuck, I'm going. No, that's no, it. No, I'm no. off.
Yeah.
If you're going to wink at me and say dessert, I'm sorry.
He
the
would
pants
have,
are staying on.
He would absolutely have whispered penetration or said, there you go. That is, yeah. Any suggestive winking. No, thank you.
Oh man, what else have we got?
So this one is absolutely, this one has hit me hard, right? I once dumped someone because he hummed the entire time he was doing any household task. Cooking, washing up, putting up shelves. And they were incidental hums.
Oh,
so
no.
When he opened a cupboard door, for example, the hum would be higher pitched to indicate that something new had happened. Also, he rollerbladed to work. He was 32, right? But this has absolutely wounded me because one of the things that my husband has pointed out to me is that I incidentally hum. And I've never realised that I do it. But when I'm reverse parking, I do involuntarily, I do a sort of, it's like a little whistly thing where I go...
Oh, I love it.
And
you know what that suggests? That suggests that I'm finding this a little bit difficult, but I'm just going to go, ha, ha, ha.
Yes, exactly.
I love that, Lucy.
I know.
That's so endearing.
But thank you for saying that. But I think my husband, it's one of the many things that didn't matter so much in the early days of our courtship.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Now
it's like, oh, she's doing that thing again.
This is going to be it. So, yeah. So it works both ways. This is what we're saying, guys. Don't be unreasonable about being shallow because we all do it.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
It's the ABU A-List Adjudicator of the Week.
Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the ABU podcast a lady who made jumpsuits the must-have item of the 80s. And now she's swathed in sequins as she trains for the new series of Strictly. So excited to welcome the one and only Annika Rice.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, my goodness. Such a thrill to talk to you. And how is it going? Are you in the Strictly world yet?
Well,
or are you?
I should be in complete Strictly maelstrom, but because I injured my shoulder literally the day after I signed my contract, I haven't started doing a thing yet, which is I'm quite pleased in a way, because there was this very complicated group dance for the launch show, and I started off trying to learn it, and it was just beyond me. I mean, I don't know how. I mean, I had no dancing vocabulary or muscle memory in my body, having never danced in my life. My friends, my family, no one's ever seen me dance. So luckily Anton picked me up and twirled me over his shoulder, and I felt my shoulder get a bit worse.
Luckily,
I was out of the group number. So I've got off so far with not doing any dancing, which I consider a bonus.
Yeah, mate, let's see if you can make that last the whole series. Yeah. It's like you signed the contract, immediately got injured, and then, you know, you can just sit and watch, clap on the sidelines.
Because I do love watching it. I love being in the rehearsal room with everyone and imagining that one day I might learn a step. But, I mean, it's so fast moving. They'll go, right, this is a chasse followed by a something, and I'm going,
I know. It's like it's learning a new language as well as having to move around.
It's so beyond me at the moment, but I'm hoping when we get one-on-one.
Well, we cannot wait. We cannot wait to see you on it.
I think I'm more a one-on-one in the dancing realm than a massive group. It's like being in Kids from Fame, you know, but on acid or something.
It's mental. No, now, Annika, I don't know about you, but after a long day on the dance floor, I will have a silent pool gin to unwind. So how are you relaxing with your poorly shoulder there? What's keeping you going?
Can I just recommend you come straight round to my place? That's exactly how I relax. My eldest son's just got engaged, and I love his wife-to-be, and she actually gave me, as the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law present, two huge goblets to drink gin from.
Oh, sweet! So, isn't that gorgeous?
Brilliant.
I'm with you. So next time, let's all get together and do it together.
I would absolutely love that. We'll sit and watch Strictly together and drink gin. This is sounding like the best night of my life.
Exactly, because obviously I won't be dancing. I'll have my arm in a sling for weeks to come.
Here we go.
Yes, so, we are ready. Annika, we have some quickfire questions for you. So on your marks, am I being unreasonable to put washing on at 10 p.m.
Well, are you expecting to unload it as well? I mean, like, what's going on?
Probably.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, get it on the line. That would, the washing would get darked on then, and that would be, we've established that that's a bad thing.
I've been known to do a household chore very early in the morning, so I mean, I've been known to get up at 6. But 10 at night, I'm usually, having had the gin, past the tea.
The washing machine is beyond you at that point. That's fair enough.
Most rooms in the house are beyond me after 10. I like an early
So night. I think that's a yes, you are being unreasonable to be doing anything other than drinking gin after 10 p.m. That's fair enough.
I think it just sounds odd. It does sound odd.
Well, it depends also what kind of situation you're in. If you're in a flat or if you're in, you know... Depends. Anyway, we'll say that is unreasonable.
It's just weird.
Am I being unreasonable to not have told him where the bread was from? Oh. I have no further context for this. You're going to have to work with the information I've provided. Yeah. Am I being unreasonable to not have told him where the bread was from? I can't even begin to understand what this is.
Well, I think, to be honest, would he even care?
I think he's obviously asked, hasn't he? And the person, I'm saying, is a he, isn't it? Yes, so he's asked and she is like, I'm not telling you. So she wants to know, is that unreasonable?
Is it from an artisanal bakery? Yeah.
Or is it from Tesco?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I find it odd that he'd even bother to ask because, you know, most blokes in my experience are just wolfing it down.
Yeah. Should be just grateful to have the bread.
Just grateful someone's done the shopping and it hasn't been them.
Yes.
I've never known anyone be that picky, to be honest.
That's a very good point. So she's not being unreasonable in that context, I think.
No. Okay. Next one. Am I being unreasonable to wee in the sea?
Oh.
What? Of course you wee in the sea.
That's what it's there for.
Thank goodness you said
what?
That. Yes.
I mean, that's a true joy of weeing in the sea, especially if the water's really cold. Yeah. What? Next. That's ridiculous.
Good for you. Exactly. There is no doubt about that. We did...
No, you can slightly move your, you know... swimming costume area to one side to facilitate and then
Problem. You do see it when we've just been on holiday and you see people who have just been lying by the beach and they go in to have a swim but no actual swimming occurs and they're just going to go a little bit out and then...
To be honest, I would find it a bit... When you say sea, I've been imagining the sea I swim in, which is quite rough and ready Isle of Wight water. Uh-huh. Now, you're talking about a rather glamorous Saint-Tropez beach.
Well, I was holidaying, Annika, but picture that if you will, yes.
Yes. I'm imagining that might be unreasonable because you're in very still Mediterranean waters, quite crowded. So therefore, that wouldn't quite be so hygienic. Whereas wild Isle of Wight swimming that I do, the water is washed away within seconds.
Oh, God.
It's like a flushing system around you.
Okay. Whereas if you're standing next to a beach beauty in Saint-Tropez, I can, yeah, okay, I'll give you that. That would
and
be
And there's also no warning because the water's so warm anyway.
Yes. Whereas, yeah, in the Isle of Wight waters, you're creating your own sort of thermal current.
It's essential. Essential if it's February.
Gosh, you're very hardy. I love that you're going swimming in the sea in February.
I'm very hardy. I know. I am particularly hardy on the swimming front. I love sort of hardy swimming, basically.
Oh, well, you will be. You're going to do very... When you do get into Strictly, you're going to do very well, because if you can do that, you can do anything.
Do you think if I can pee in the Isle of Wight?
Yes.
I'm going to say that to my partner. Hang on.
Yeah. It's a prerequisite, I believe, in the screening process. That's what I've heard.
Lucy and Asma think I'm all over this.
Yes.
I pee in the sea.
Don't pee on Anton. That will not go down well. Am I being unreasonable to not buy a wedding gift?
I think you're being really sensible. And what I would recommend... I recently went to Lucy and Tom's wedding, and they only wanted presents that were made with love.
Aww.
And I found that so touching. So people baked cakes, they painted pictures. You know, it was just so heartwarming and lovely. Mm. I mean, I think if a couple's really hard up and you really are genuinely furnishing their flat for them, that's great. But anything in between is ridiculous. Because it's off a list, it's not. No, I hate those lists.
There is something really soulless about them and joyless.
What did you make with love?
What did I make? I painted a picture.
Oh, lovely.
And they live in Norfolk, so I just painted a little view of the marsh, tide or something. But everyone just did similar. You know, there was sort of. Bits of embroidery. Oh, it's really touching. Poems. You know, nothing elaborate. It's just very simple and heartfelt. And that will be something they collate and keep together as something to remind them of all the love of their friends.
Nice.
Whereas, frankly, the blinking coffee machine.
Yeah, £50 for a salt and pepper set. Well, you know, that's all there. It's when you go, there's one placemat and they're like £25.
When I got married, I have to say, Nick and I did think about a wedding list, but at the time I was so famous, I couldn't go to the shop and choose it. I just felt too weird about it because I was trying to keep it all out of the press. So my friend went instead of me, pretending to be the bride. So all the wedding presents were not even chosen by me.
Oh, wow.
My friend Caroline just literally picked out what she fancied.
Brilliant.
So it's a minefield, isn't it? What did you do at your weddings? Or is that too chatty?
Yeah, we just didn't do it. We did the whole give to a charity. And you know what? Nobody did. It's really annoying, isn't it? It's like, come on, please. Instead of wedding gifts, we'd like you to give to a charity. This one or that one. And I don't think many people did.
Well, you don't know. Maybe they all did. Well, yeah, we didn't ask. Just said no presents. And then, some people just cannot bear not to get you a present.
Well, then you give something that's relevant and special.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
true.
A spontaneous present is a joy.
Yes.
It's just like gift lifts.
I think also because a lot of people had travelled. I know it's not that bad. Far from London to Glasgow, I kind of felt like they'd spent enough money already.
I know. I mean,
felt a bit bad.
I look back on the things that I put my poor family from Ireland through, and I'm like, God, now it was just before Christmas, which, you know.
Oh, Lucy, how good you are.
I know.
Anyway.
Lucy, that was a cruel thing.
It was a cruel thing.
You tell her, Annika. Right, Annika, I've got a final one for you here. Am I being unreasonable to ask Rod Stewart, A-lister or not?
Interesting.
Crikey. I think it depends if you're a Rod Stewart fan, in which case definitely an A-lister. If you're going, who's Rod Stewart? Probably not. You know what I mean? I think that's age related, that answer.
I think you're right.
I think that's a very reasonable, and you have been throughout, Annika Rice, incredibly reasonable and hardy. weeing in the sea, making your own paintings. You've given us a beautiful picture of
my life.
Your life, which is, it sounds wonderful. And I will be round for gin this evening to use your tumblers. Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Right, well, I shall be round later. Thank you very much for being A-list adjudicator, the wonderful Annika Rice.
There will be another A-list adjudicator next week.
Right, now it is time for some fighting talk. Lucy and I are generally perusing our favourite forum in perfect harmony.
We are.
Every now and then we find ourselves on opposing sides of a thread.
So now this one, it's Abu to not want mismatched mugs. And the original poster starts off by saying, just a light-hearted one, really. And I love the fact whenever a post starts like that, it becomes the most bitter, angry thing. Just a light-hearted one, really. But why would people buy random mugs as gifts? I can't understand wanting a mug that doesn't match anything else. All of my crockery must match. Are other people hoarding mismatched mugs and cups at home? Anyway, so this is basically, I shall paraphrase, but she's, this poster, she or he, is absolutely amazed that people have mismatched mugs in their home. And I read that and I was like, there is nothing matches in my crockery cupboard whatsoever, particularly mugs. Yeah. I mean, we have everything from, you know, when we're making cups of tea for people, we're like, well, do you want to be Darth Vader or Nelson Mandela? we've got so many. Like, I've got weird random ones from, like, awards things I've hosted. So I've got, you know, the Hospitality Awards 2016. weird random jobs. I did Peston's show, so I've got a Robert Peston mug.
I love that.
But also, I've got mugs from like when I was 12. I've got a Lucy mug that I've had for as long as I can remember, and I quite like it. Like Justin has got a mug that his mum had, and every day, or you know, on her birthday or on the anniversary of her death, he will go out into the garden, sit and have a coffee out of that mug and think about her. And you know, so we have a lot of mismatched mugs, and I love it. And I was absolutely baffled that anyone would feel any other way. But I sit in a room with someone who has just had an argument with her husband
again
about it's not about cheese this time, which is only mostly you argue about cheese. But so tell the listeners.
Okay, so forever we have had, you know, mismatched mugs. Yeah. I mean, you might have like two that are the same, but then you have another two, and it's just, you know, it's just the way it is, because you're browsing, you're like, hey, that's a cute mug, that's a nice mug, let's get those two that are together. But not the ones that say love on one and marriage on the other. You know, the sets that have to go together because they're vomity. So we had like lots of different mugs. And I honestly think I'm going to blame this on having children, as I blame everything on, which is that, you know what, after a couple of years of chaos, you just want some calm.
Yeah.
And for me, it's visual calm, right?
Yeah.
So it's taken me 3 years to get my husband to agree to having two lamps that match.
Okay.
That would be nice. Bit of symmetry, because my life is chaos. It's absolute chaos, right? I only have one child, not 13, one, and I can't cope. So there's that. And then I was just looking at the mugs one day. I was thinking, we've had these for about 14 years, and they're so random.
Yeah.
And it's not even that thing anymore where it's like, oh, we got that one in Barcelona, and that one's my favourite football team, and you know, no, it's just, it's too much noise. So I told him, I gave him 6 months' notice, because you have to in my house. I said, I'm going to get rid of the mugs because, you know, they're a bit old and chipped and blah, 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 all the rest of it. So then one day I did. I got some new mugs. I only got like six because I was a bit scared that he might not like them. And World War III started. It's like, but I can't live like this. Where are my mugs? Where's that mug I got from blah, 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 blah. And I just thought, oh God, I did tell you. And you know what, Lucy? I opened the cupboard in the mornings now and I feel calm.
Wow.
I feel calm.
Do you know,
we only have six mugs and we're always having to wash them because six mugs is not enough. But it makes me happy. And I also said to him that he could buy another six mugs of his choosing.
Wow, yes.
So for me, I get the whole mismatched mugs. You know, this is my mum's, this is my dad's. I get all that. But for me, I'm just in a place right now where I need matching mugs.
Well, and people do, and this is not me, but I've come round to understanding that people do, you know, if you think about all the design aspects of your home as people do, then yeah, that is part of the design aesthetic, isn't it? Is that actually I want to have a nice matching collection of mugs. I mean, I think one of the things about doing this podcast is that, you know, and the AB forum generally, is that we all know we're wankers. But you sort of work out what kind of wanker you are. And I know I am being unreasonable because I am, and reading through all the, the forum, you know, initially lots of people were like, you are being very unreasonable. Yeah. No two mugs are permitted to match in my home. It's all different for the mood and drink. And some people were like, well, if I'm having like a cup of tea, I like a teacup, or if I'm having a big mug, then, you know, I want different types. But there's a lot of wankers who are wankers like me who sort of think there's something kind of bohemian and exciting about. I mean, I've just got random mugs, guys, you know, and they're just like,
I accept everyone.
It's just the kind of crazy person I am. And I sort of now feel a little bit like, actually, I can see your point, which is it's a bit try hard. Whereas just having, we've just got all the same mugs, it's easy, it's simple, it makes life.
But can I just say, I am not the kind of person, and again, it's you that can put this kind of person, it's fine, but it doesn't mean that everything matches in my house, because all our plates are, you know, we've got about six different types of plates, and that drives me mad. That's next on my list. So it's not like everything matches, but I don't know what it is. It's just something about mugs. It's just, they look chaotic.
Yeah, they do.
And mugs can be really ugly, can't they?
But then I love that, you see. Again,
I don't. I've gone off that.
No, I like having something that's a bit weird, and especially when you do have, we had a friend, well, I say a friend come around, but someone who my husband knew who he didn't really like and I didn't really like.
And a random stranger.
So we kept, you know, it's a sort of friend, inverted commas. And we have this really hideous bunny mug.
And you gave it to that person.
And it's really hard to drink it off because the handhold is really little. And it's got ears popping out and it's really hard to drink out of. And it was a small victory. That's the wanker mug.
I love it.
So there is maybe keep some revenge mugs. Yeah. But I'm coming round. I appreciate that. And having read through the replies on the forum, you know, some people just like, they like nice matching things.
Keeps them calm.
I sort of get that. But at the same time, I also do quite like saying to people, do you want to be Darth Vader or Nelson Mandela? You know, it's fine. But so I think, have we resolved our bitter? Because I started off with thinking you are like Mrs. Uptight Matchy Matchy, and you were looking at me like mismatched wanker. But I think we've found some common ground. Okay, so yeah.
Don't give me the wanker mug in my comments.
I know. Now you know.
You give me a mug with bunny ears. That's it.
So you'll be Darth Vader, love. If I give you a mug and say, here you go. And on that note of peace and harmony, that's it for another show. Thanks to the amazing Annika Rice for her top class A-list adjudication, and very best of luck to her on Strictly.
Oh, it's so exciting. We will be back in 2 weeks' time with comedian Sindhu V as our guest. Thank you to all you amazing forum users, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, penetration.
You've been listening to Am I Being Unreasonable? Brought to you by Mumsnet. Presented by Lucy Porter and Asma Mir, and produced by Amanda Redman. You can contribute to the forum by registering at mumsnet.com. Follow them on Twitter at Mumsnet Towers and Insta at Mumsnet. And get in touch with the podcast by writing to aibupod, that's AIBUpod, at gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks to Acast for hosting, and most of all, thank you for listening.
The Am I Being Unreasonable podcast by Mumsnet, in association with Silent Pool Gin. Cheers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.